1390 KJAM Madison.
It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
It is another beautiful night from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. It is 6:02 currently our time. That means it is Coach's Corner live on Dakota's Best AM 1390. And for those listening outside the listening area through the Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com. Still got to change that intro, but I am your host, Paul Vold from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. We have another great action-packed filled show for you this week. We got a whole bunch of guests coming in studio coming up about 6:30. We're going to be speaking with DSU football coach Josh Anderson for the final time here in the regular season. They wrapped up their season, did the Trojan football team. We'll be speaking with players as well, Brendan Waldner and LeVar Colbert coming up in that 6:30 range as well. Also going to be speaking with head basketball coach for the Madison boys basketball team, Mike Ricci, coming about 6:15 or so here on Coach's Corner. And also to get things started right away, be speaking with Dakota State University assistant baseball coach Brady Vans here in studio making his Coach's Corner debut. And Brady, thanks for coming on the show this week.
Well, hey, thank you, Paul. I'm really glad to be on here today and, you know, just, you know, sit here and chat a little bit about what we're doing there at DSU baseball.
Absolutely. You know, it was about a month ago we had head coach Jeff Schaub coming on the show, and he was very appreciative. You know, got to learn a lot bit more about him, his backstory a little bit. That's usually how I want to with a first-time guest a little bit, you know, learn a little bit more. I mean, we played together on the Madison Broncos this past summer. You kind of run into each other quite a bit. But one thing that I've kind of noticed here, just looking at your bio from the DSU Athletics website as well, you've just kind of been everywhere is the thing, from your playing to your coaching career. That's kind of one way I've kind of looked at it. You know, just kind of let us know about you know, your kind of backstory from your playing days up until, you know, to this point here in Madison at Dakota State.
Sure, yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, I always like to say that I've been around the block a little bit. Originally, I'm from the suburb of Forest Lake, Minnesota. Graduated high school in 2007 and was fortunate enough to play a little junior college baseball in the land of Spam in Austin, Minnesota. So that always gets me there, just, you know, the making of Spam, right? You know, that's kind of everybody how knows what Austin is. I was pretty fortunate to have a, you know, decent college career there, and was moved on to University of Nebraska in Omaha, Division I school, NCAA, and you know, had some good times there, and then moved on to Viterbo University, fellow North Star, you know, school, and graduated from there. And then was able to sit in lacrosse for the past several years, working at the local junior college, and that's kind of how I got my start into coaching. Just trying to give back my time, as baseball has been a pretty, you know, positive thing in my life. So I just started giving back the best way I could, and that's kind of how I landed here in Madison. Just Jeff Schaub had a, you know, opportunity that I couldn't pass up.
Yeah, and definitely you and Coach Schaub, if there's one thing that I've learned here in a short amount of time, you guys definitely complement each other with your flamboyant personalities for sure. And also one thing that you guys, you know, at this point of the season, you wrapped up fall practice about a month and a half ago, to say the least. Now it's just kind of hitting the recruiting trail for you guys. You know, you guys are always, I always see on social media and throughout various platforms, you guys are just coming in and out of the woodwork with players from all over the country. And it certainly speaks to the fact that the reach for you guys is very deep for this program that you guys are trying to develop.
Yeah, you know, very true. Me and Coach Schaub have some contrasting styles, that's for sure. But, you know, for a pair of us that, you know, hadn't really done a lot of work together in the past, we really work well with each other now that we've come together. And yeah, recruiting right now is really our big push. National Signing Day for baseball was just about 10 days ago, so there's been a lot of excitement in regards to that in the baseball industry. As you said, you know, right now is a pretty down time in regards to baseball practice in an organized fashion. But, you know, guys are getting after it in the classroom, which is, you know, the big thing that we push as a program as a whole. And you know, we're really, you know, staying on top of those guys to maintain their academic, you know, prowess, I guess.
Yeah, especially with it being student athletes, students always come first. And, you know, you enter your second year as the pitching coach, basically, for the Trojan baseball program. I'm sure there were a lot of highs and lows from that first season, a lot of growing pains that you and the pitching staff kind of went through as well. You know, just what were some things that you learned from that first season, kind of take into this upcoming season as some things to kind of step, take the right direction going forward?
Sure, yeah, and that's actually a great question. Last year, you know, we came into, you know, a program that, you know, we didn't have a lot of depth, and it was one of our biggest challenges, just working with a lot of individuals that either we were making into pitchers just to, you know, get through some games. And, you know, it is what it is. This year we're pretty fortunate to have a bigger staff just in the pitching ranks alone. But we're going to have different challenges. Just having a younger pitching staff will bring in a lot of just new challenges that they're going to just approach. A lot of high school kids may have never faced. They may have been the best player on their program, and now they're going to go up against guys that are 2, 3, 4 years older than them, and facing a lot of adversity that way.
Yeah, definitely. And those growing pains always benefit a team as well, especially, like you'd said, trying to develop that depth and a lot of younger players kind of coming in. Now, at this point of the year, you know, again, we had talked about, you know, just wrapping up the fall practice. Now it's just getting into the weight room and also a lot of indoor stuff. You know, what are a few things that you kind of use as your kind of your coaching and a bit of, you know, drills that you use, kind of develop some of these younger guys and get them ready here for the indoor portion of practice, and also leading up to, you know, once you guys are able to go back outside as well?
Oh, yeah, very good. You know, so we have a great resource. Coach Vassalotti is our strength and conditioning coach here on campus, and he's really taking the reins and developing our guys from a weight training standpoint. Our guys get in there nice and early, 6 a.m., actually earlier than that, 5:45, 3 times a week, and, you know, we get great results. We're hearing great feedback of just, you know, in the physical nature and how they're developing. So he's done a great job. So I did want to give Coach Vass a shout out there.
Well, there you go, Coach Vass, for sure.
And then just from like a drill standpoint, you know, more of my philosophy is I'm a mental game pitching coach. You know, want guys to really see themselves performing on the field. You know, physically, there are going to be errors. There are going to be things that come along with that, and that's just going to come with time. The mental aspect, I think, of any sport, not just baseball, really, you know, gets growing here on the college level.
Yeah, and Coach, also kind of, you know, making it a little bit of a transition, more of a lighthearted side as well. I hear a lot of talk around the field house about you and Coach Shab and your popcorn days.
Yes,
the popcorn days are always a big thing. You know, you got that big popcorn machine in the office and everything. You know, I'm sure a lot of people stop by. Probably those who aren't even at the field house, they just come by and stop for popcorn. I mean, I'm sure you guys try to make it a little bit lighthearted, a little more fun with each day that you have popcorn day at the office.
Oh, this is so true. We probably have at least once a week, it almost seems like now. You know, we were down in Omaha on a recruiting trip last summer, and family members like, "Hey, you guys like popcorn?" And we're like, "Yeah, right." You know, we thought we're gonna make some popcorn or something. He's like, "I got this popcorn machine." And we're like, "Oh, all right, let's take a look at it," right? And lo and behold, this is big commercial popcorn maker. It's already DSU blue. I'm like, "All right, I think this is
gonna
fit right into the office." So, you know, we've been able to, you know, get that thing going, get the field house smelling nice and buttery. And, we have a lot of guests that stop by and just, you know, chit chat or grab some popcorn and get on out. So it's been a nice thing to just have an open door and people coming in and chatting with us.
Now, here's the thing. Who burns the popcorn more, you or Coach Shab?
Well, I'm not going to lie. The first time we made popcorn wasn't the greatest, you know, adventure. But we've been pretty good after that.
Okay. So, you know, you get the first one out of the way and then it's just smooth sailing from there on
for
out.
For sure.
Also, you know, kind of with baseball season wrapped up at the professional level as well, World Series, you know, we had mentioned with Coach Shab when we wanted to get him on here a couple weeks ago to talk about the World Series and, you know, conflicts with scheduling and everything. But luckily enough, we have you to talk about. You know, World Series, I mean, that was one heck of a World Series. You got Los Angeles Dodgers, Houston Astros, Houston winning the entire thing in 7 games as well. Nothing better than Game 7. You know, looking back at that World Series, I mean, who did you have in the World Series first off?
Well, I was picking Houston, American League guy.
Of course.
I'm also a big Justin Verlander fan.
Oh, yes.
Playing against, being a Twins fan, you get to watch Verlander dice up the Twins, you know, multiple
always
times over the last couple of years. So, and he's a competitor, so he's just a fun guy as an individual player to watch. you know, it's funny with having such great games, like in games 3, 4, and 5, games 6 and 7 are almost anticlimactic.
They were.
They didn't have that same effect.
They were a little bit, but at the same time, you know, you look at the series as a whole, I mean, it was just wire to wire, no lead, no team was safe, and in the end, the better team won. I was always a person, it's about how many guys, how many of those role guys you have on the bench. I was a role player myself on baseball teams, never the guy out there making the big numbers, but I was a guy, always came off the bench if and when I did come off the bench. But it seemed to me that Houston always had the advantage going with that deeper bench, and it showed once again. I mean, World Series champions and Houston Astros. I mean, that was definitely a more memorable World Series, I'd probably say in this decade for sure.
Oh, it was a fun one to watch. You know, as a, you know, as a fan of baseball, those are the games you want to watch and take part in. And, you know, for a 7-game series, couldn't ask for anything better, especially here recently.
Yeah, and also some more breaking news here. This coming on just before the Coach's Corner. The American League and National League Cy Young Award winners being announced here. Corey Kluber of the Cleveland Indians and Max Scherzer of the Washington Nationals. A couple different contrasts and styles, but also power pitchers at the same time. What do you think about those award winners going with the Cy Youngs?
Well, with Max Scherzer from the Nationals, you really, you know, can't go wrong. That guy is a power pitcher. I believe he led the league in strikeouts, if I, you know, remember the stats off the top of my head. And, you know, a cool little thing is he actually played college summer ball in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
That's
for
right.
Summer,
for the
Loggers.
The
yeah.
Loggers, that's it. So yeah, little, I had a buddy play for them back in the day, too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so a little lacrosse connection there. And Corey Kluber has, the last couple years, really kind of brought himself together as a pitcher and, you know, has done very, very well. Again, you know, beating up on my Minnesota Twins. So he can you know, let us up, you know, every once in a while.
And almost unanimous decisions as well. Max Scherzer getting 27 of the 30 first place votes, while Corey Kluber got 28 of the 30 first place votes. And I thought maybe it'd be a little closer in the American League with Chris Sale. But at the same time, I mean, that 17-8 record, kind of hard to go up against when the other guy is 18-4 at the same time as well. But a couple of deserving Cy Young Awards winners as well. Also, a little bit of to kind of make a transition into some more somber news. And unfortunately, the passing of a former Major League pitching standout for sure, Roy Halladay. Roy Halladay a couple weeks ago, or actually last week, passing away, unfortunately, in a plane incident as well. I mean, he was one of those pitchers when is his turn on the bump, everybody stopped and paid attention to his starts.
Oh, for sure. Doc Halladay, control master. He's a guy that I put in the same category as like a Greg Maddux, could put the ball anywhere he wanted to. Had some great careers both with Toronto and Philadelphia. And, you know, if I remember correctly, like one of his you know, best moments, first career playoff game, throws a no-hitter.
Throws a no-hitter, yeah, that's right.
I was like, can you ask for a better script written like that? It's, you know, he was one of the best, for sure, in this last generation.
Yeah, for sure. A Cy Young Award winner as well, and unfortunately gone way too soon as well from Major League Baseball. You retired a few years ago, and unfortunately passing away in a plane accident last week as well. Coach, finally here this evening, you know, your season coming up here in February as well. You're going to be heading down, going to be some road warriors to start off the year as well. You go down to Kansas, Nebraska, Louisiana as well, before your first home games, hopefully in mid-March as well. But with this upper Midwest weather, you know, playing in March, sometimes even April or May, is a little hard to come by, especially as well. You know, just kind of looking at this group of players that you have coming into this season, also the schedule, you know, how are things in your mind going to shape up this season?
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to this season, you know, because maybe right now it's such a downtime. I'm looking forward to spring already.
Absolutely.
I have a lot of friends that I'm looking, like, oh, I want to go snowmobile and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, I'm already looking way past that. And we have a good group of guys, and, you know, we're hoping that in the next couple of months we're still here, able to come together a little bit more. Some skill development, and, you know, I'm looking forward to this spring and seeing what they're made of. It's going to be a grind, as you said. We're going to be on the road for the first basically 3 weekends, you know, testing our luck, and, you know, we're going to see how it goes.
Coach, as always, thank you for coming on the show, and always a pleasure to talk to you in person.
Yeah, appreciate it, Paul. You know, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. DSU assistant baseball coach Brady Banns joining us here on Coach's Corner. 6:18 currently our time here. We're going to step away. When we come back, we're going to speak with Madison boys basketball coach Mike Rickey. We'll talk about basketball season coming up here. Hard to believe. Just got done with football season. We're already talking about basketball. Also speak with DSU head football coach Josh Anderson coming up here. We'll take a quick break. More Coach's Corner in just a couple minutes from the KJM studios in downtown Madison. This is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390.